This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michael Lewin, who is a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He's a longtime Democratic analyst and strategist, and he's now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He joins me from Capitol Hill, where there's a lot of soul searching right now on the Democratic side about how they let Ted Kennedy's Senate seat slip away, and also, perhaps more immediately, what to do about health care legislation. And Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be with you today.
How would you describe the Democratic mood up there? Is it more stunned, more angry, more confused? What's the mood?
I guess they're in the early stages of the seven stages of death, and I guess they're somewhat past denial, but they are certainly confused, surprised, if not stunned, and at least for the moment, not exactly sure which direction to turn. That said, there is time to kind of sort through this. There is a tendency by all politicians in both parties to overanalyze elections and look for hidden meanings. But the truth be known, this election was a stunner, and it fundamentally will change the direction of the Democratic Party's agenda for the rest of 2010 and perhaps the rest of President Obama's administration.
How so? Because the president says he's going full steam ahead.
Well, I think he says that today. And let's even say he believes it. But I think he will have no choice but to pare back his health care agenda as a starting point. I think he'll have to take a second look at spending money for an additional stimulus or jobs program. I think he'll have to take a second hard look at financial services regulation. So my guess is smaller and slower will be the order of the day going forward in the year 2010.
Michael, talk a little bit more about what Democrats are saying on the health care front. You have some who say it's done. They have to either start over or forget about it during this session of Congress. Others say you can pass maybe the Senate version in the House as is, although a lot of Democrats don't want to. And so any sort of idea about what the likely move is here?
Well, you know, yesterday leading up to the election, the thought was if we Democrats lost in Massachusetts, the simplest thing to do for health care would be to pass the Senate bill as is in the House. Then it would go right to the president's desk without having to go back to the Senate for one of those complicated 60-vote procedures. That seems no longer to be the preferred route. First of all, Labor doesn't like the Senate bill. They'd like to see some other version because of the tax on sort of higher cost health care plans. A lot of progressives or liberals in the House don't like the Senate bill for a variety of insurance reform reasons. And there's the very sticky wicket of abortion, where the Senate bill is, let's call it, more permissive than what was passed in the House. So Nancy Pelosi could have real difficulties putting together the required votes to pass the Senate bill. My gut tells me, and this is very premature, and hopefully we'll have another chance in the days ahead to talk about it, my gut tells me that the White House will work with the House and Senate leadership in the next few days to come up with a smaller version of health care, one that includes insurance reforms like ending pre-existing conditions, things like that, that are widely supported by Democrats and Republicans alike, and come up with a much smaller bill that is more popular by and large, and you might actually be able to get some bipartisan support for that. It's still a struggle, and you will need some Republican cooperation, which heretofore has been non-existent, but not impossible.
Michael, you mentioned that a lot of Democrats might be shying away from the president's previously stated agenda, given what happened in November and certainly in a very blue state on Tuesday night. As they make their argument to the voters, those who are running for re-election over the next 10 months or so, how do they convince voters that if they are shying away, that that's really who they are?
Yeah, well, that's always a problem, isn't it? A lot of those members of Congress got into their lifeboats last night and are trying to figure out how to get off the ship and in which direction to go to be saved. If there's any silver lining in last night's election for those marginal Democrats, is that it was a wake-up call in January, and the election is not until November. And a lot of these House members are, you know, there are local issues and lots of personalities that will come into play. So my guess is if again, House leadership puts together a smaller agenda, and a slower agenda, a lot of those marginal House members could probably do just fine. But who knows? If the president is to be believed and he's going to go at full throttle, my guess is many of those Democrats will run the risk of losing in November.
Michael, if we know anything about Washington politics, it's pretty cyclical. Republicans have had good nights. They had one last night. Democrats have had good nights, especially the last two major election cycles in 06 and 08. So for Republicans who are very happy today, what's the word of caution you might have for them?
Both parties have a tendency to overreach on these moments. This may have been a rejection of some of the plans that President Obama and the Democrats had for the country, but it's by no means an acceptance of a Republican alternative. There really is no Republican alternative, so the Republicans should take some joy in their victory, but not consider it a mandate for anything.
Michael, we will keep watching. Midterm election campaign could be very interesting. As always, we appreciate your time.
Okay, Greg. Happy to do it.
Michael Lewin, former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He's now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, joining us from Capitol Hill. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.